Minister, I'm raising an issue of national importance and national policy in relation to my own constituency. It's an issue that we've raised on many occasions down throughout the years, and it's one of huge frustration in Donegal that this issue is still not dealt with. And it is the national policy which restricts the one-off building of homes accessing the N56 National Secondary Road. Minister, you may be aware, as Minister for the Gaeltacht, that this road stretches right through the heart of the Gaeltacht across a great portion of County Donegal. It stretches right from Donegal Town clockwise right through Letterkenny, and it passes through towns like Mount Charles, Ardrahan, Glenties, up through Dunloe, Fulcarra, out to Dunfanaghy, Chrysla, through Kilmacrenan until it reaches Letterkenny again. It's the spine of Donegal. The policy has caused heartache for those who wish to build on their own family, on their own family lands, close to the home, close to where they grew up, often in small patches of land that have been where people have strived to maintain for years to allow their children to build homes in their own communities. Now they're finding it over the years more and more difficult to do that because of this national policy which prevents the building of homes which lead on to the N56. Minister, this has resulted in children of people who've contacted me not being able to return home from Australia in particular. It has resulted in some cases, I can tell you, of people who've gone to Australia because they can't get homes, they can't buy in their or build in their own county. And it has resulted in huge financial issues for others, which means because the land that they have, their family land, is sterilised for the purpose of housing and they have to fork out 50, 60 and more thousand euro for a site. Minister, as you'll know, the reducing of speed limits across the N56 announced recently in legislation because all secondary roads will see the speed limits reduced. This potentially has the possibility to open the door for this national policy to be reviewed, especially in light of the impact that it's having in Donegal. Housing being permitted on an appropriate and limited basis on adjacent roads to the N56 should be absolutely be permitted now. Cars going slower along these roads make it them safer and allow appropriate houses to be built on adjacent roads. So I'm asking you to engage with TII, with Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and ask them to have this policy reviewed concerning the impact it's having on Donegal. The issues of planning stand on its own two feet. This isn't an issue of planning. Donegal County Council are in the main in planning. The planners on many of these occasions have no issue with the houses being built there. The road sections of the county look at the braking distance and the vision lines, and those are also being satisfied. But there's a blanket policy there within TII which basically says if you're on the N56 or indeed if you're coming out onto the N56, you're not getting planning. It is heartbreak. It needs to stop. It needs to change. And the change in policy in terms of speed limits, I believe, gives us that opportunity to do so.
In September last year, the Department of Transport published a speed limit review. This review made key recommendations that the default speed limit on national secondary roads should be reduced from 100 to 80 kilometres an hour, on local roads from 80 to 60 kilometres an hour, and on roads in built-up areas from 50 to 30 kilometres an hour. These changes were legislated for in the Road Traffic Act 2024, signed into law in April. The Deputy will recall that national legislation sets default speed limits for different classes of roads, but the final decision will be with local authorities. They can leave them at the default or apply different limits through what are called special speed limit bylaws. This is quite right because it's local councillors, local authorities, who are best placed to assess the characteristics of each road and apply the appropriate limits in light of safety and traffic management considerations. Implementing the changes requires local authorities to review the roads in each of the three classes affected and consider whether the new default or another limit may be appropriate. It's a large task, and therefore the implementation of the changes has been undertaken in phases, with local roads treated first. The Department has worked closely with local authorities towards implementation and has issued new guidelines to help them. In light of the complexity of the work, the Department has agreed that the new local default limit, originally intended to come into effect in late November, will now take effect from early February. Changes to national secondary road speed limits and speed limits on roads in built-up areas will be dealt with after this is completed. The Deputy has particularly, of course, raised the question of developments along national secondary roads, such as Lua Gahorhe, Cantor Gaeltacht the Freshen, Madalishan N. Quickashay. TII and local authorities engage in the setting of speed limits on national secondary roads, with TII having the final say. I expect that the Deputy is considering what would be the relationship between new developments and possible speed limits. We can all imagine scenarios where a new development beside a road will lead to a significant increase in traffic, and that would impact on the appropriate speed limit. It might well be necessary to reduce the speed limit in cases of a new development, either because it was actually being built or because it was planned. I can assure the Deputy that in these cases, TII and local authorities engage closely in ensuring that the proposed speed limit alterations are appropriate. Formal requests for consent for the making of special speed limit bylaws involve a public consultation phase and are processed by TII on an ongoing basis. Speed limits are designed to be appropriate to current road requirements, including traffic levels, and can be changed if these requirements change. Local authorities can change the speed limits to fit new developments, and speed limits which may currently exist do not act as a barrier to future developments.
Minister, thank you for what you've said, but really it doesn't address the issue. This issue has been going on for nearly 20 years. There are TDs across different political divides that have raised this issue with the National Roads Authority before they were formed into TII, and they're not budging. This is an issue where there's a blanket policy here, and I understand the rationale for some of this here in terms of road safety, but we have planners and we have road sections of the planning division which actually looks at braking distance, looks at vision lines, and then decides whether it is safe and appropriate for a house to be built in that area, allowing for access onto a road. TII take a completely uncompromising approach, which says you're coming onto the N56, which is the spine of Donegal, and therefore you are not allowed planning. This is sterilising land right across the area. We have major issues in terms of depopulation. I believe in rural communities. I believe in our Gaeltacht communities. I believe in vibrancy in them. I want to see young people being able to build on their own lands. We have a policy at national level that is frustrating that is causing serious damage to that policy. And what needs to be done, and what I'm asking government to do, is to reach out to TII and to say that you need to review your policy, folks. You need to look. This blanket approach, this sledgehammer approach, is not fair. It's not fair to the people of Donegal. Of course, road safety has to be at the heart of it. God forbid, we know in Donegal how many people have lost their lives on the road. That's without a doubt. But a blanket approach to this policy is not acceptable. Back in July, Donegal County Council submitted a proposal to enable what they described as the continued survival of our rural and Gaeltacht communities to TII, to allow where necessary the appropriate and limited access to the N56 in relation to planning permissions. The TII are not listening, Minister. Now, we do have a change in terms of the speed limits, and that's a separate issue in reality. What we need is a change in policy, a more appropriate policy in relation to TII. You know, this is not acceptable where the whole county of Donegal, the whole west of the county, south of the county of Donegal, is serviced by this main road, and therefore this main road doesn't allow people to build on their own land. It has to stop, and I'm asking you directly, will you intervene with TII today?
I will certainly pass the comments of the Deputy to the Minister for Transport, and I think, look, the speed limit issue has been dealt with, and I think the local authority, local councillors, which your colleagues can engage with TII. An allocation of almost €30 million was provided to Donegal County Council for national roads in 2024. And there are major projects in Donegal, six of them, including on the N56, Dunloe to Glentys, the N56 Mount Charles to Inver. There has been a lot of investment in roads in Donegal. We want to make sure those roads are safe. But I agree with you. We need to make sure that people can live in their community.